If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Sensemaker.
Hello, I'm Tomini, and this is The Sensemaker from Tortoise. One story every day to make sense of the world. To find out more about Tortoise and how to become a member, just click on the link in this episode's description. Today, the Republicans risking their political careers to expose Donald Trump's role in the attack on the US Capitol.
Those who invaded our Capitol and battled law enforcement for hours were motivated by what President Trump had told them, that the election was stolen and that he was the rightful president. President Trump summoned the mob, assembled the mob, and lit the flame of this attack.
That's Liz Cheney, a Republican congresswoman speaking at a hearing of the January 6th Congressional Committee. As vice chair, she's played a leading role in the hearings alongside the Democrat chair. The group has spent the past year collecting evidence and hearing testimony about what happened when a violent mob tried to stop Joe Biden from becoming president, and perhaps more importantly, what led them there. Her membership of the committee is an attempt to make the inquiry nonpartisan, but that's difficult when she's one of just two Republicans who agreed to take part. The other is Adam Kinzinger. Both voted to impeach Donald Trump. In primetime presentations of the evidence the committee has collected, Liz Cheney has highlighted some of the most damning evidence against the former president. She said that Donald Trump was at the center of a plot to overthrow the results of the 2020 election.
Over multiple months, Donald Trump oversaw and coordinated a sophisticated 7-part plan to overturn the presidential election and prevent the transfer of presidential power.
She's highlighted the violent language that the rioters used about Vice President Mike Pence, language that Donald Trump endorsed.
And aware of the rioters' chance to hang Mike Pence, the president responded with this sentiment, quote, "Maybe our supporters have the right idea. Mike Pence, quote, deserves it."
And she's emphasized the extreme pressure Donald Trump put on him to stop the election results from being verified.
What the president wanted the vice president to do was not just wrong. It was illegal and unconstitutional.
So far, the committee has painted a compelling picture of the events surrounding January 6th. Donald Trump was told multiple times that his claims of election fraud were nonsense, but he kept trying to find ways to have the result overturned. What he did might even amount to a criminal offence. That's powerful stuff from someone in Donald Trump's party, and it's made even more powerful because she and Adam Kinzinger are risking their political careers to uncover it. Before January 6th, Liz Cheney was on the rise in the Republican Party. Part of a political dynasty, her father is former Vice President Dick Cheney. She looked like she could one day follow in his footsteps. She'd been elected as a congresswoman 3 times and had been given a leadership role in Congress. But that was taken away when she voted to impeach Donald Trump in 2021. And she was further sidelined when she joined the January 6th committee. But she says that telling the truth about what happened is more important than party politics. Here she is in an interview with CBS News earlier this month.
We are absolutely in a moment where we have to make a decision about whether we're going to put our love of this country above partisanship. And to me, there's no gray area in that question.
Liz Cheney sees her duty and loyalty as being to her country and the security of America's democracy above anything else. But what does it mean for her political future?
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
A lot of Republican voters still support Donald Trump and believe his lie that the 2020 election was stolen. They think that Republicans like Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney have betrayed him. Here are some of them in her home state of Wyoming.
She's courageous to do what she's doing, but I don't agree with her politics. I don't agree with the fact that she kind of betrayed Trump.
73% of the people here in Wyoming voted for Trump, and she basically stabbed us in the back.
She's a Republican, and then she votes against the Republican president. She's a traitor. She gets what she deserves. To get run out of office.
All of this matters now because the midterm elections are happening in November, and Liz Cheney faces a challenge from a Republican candidate endorsed by Donald Trump. Here's the former president calling her a Republican in name only, or RINO, at a rally in Wyoming.
There is no RINO in America who has thrown in her lot with the radical left more than Liz Cheney. And it's why in 2 months from now, the people of Wyoming are going to tell her, Liz, you're fired. Get out of here. Get out of here.
Polling suggests he might get his way. But for Liz Cheney, the principles she's fighting for are more important than her own political ambitions.
In our country, we don't swear an oath to an individual or a political party. We take our oath to defend the United States Constitution. And that oath must mean something. Tonight, I say this to my Republican colleagues who are defending the indefensible. There will come a day when Donald Trump is gone, but your dishonor will remain.
The Republican Party, like the country, is divided, but many are standing by Donald Trump for now. History will judge who did the right thing for their country. Thanks for listening to The Sensemaker. This episode was written and mixed by Ella Hill. In this week's episode of The Backstory from Tortoise, Andrew Neil talks to former Foreign Secretary David Miliband about Keir Starmer and the Labour Party, whether he's really an ex-politician, and the government's Rwanda asylum policy. To listen to that and previous interviews in the series, click on the link in the episode description.
The Sensemaker.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, it's Tomini from Tortoise. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. To get ad-free and early access to all Tortoise podcasts, become a Tortoise member or subscribe to Tortoise Plus on Apple Podcasts. You'll be able to hear our brand new investigative shows before anyone else and get ad-free listening across our podcasts. Click subscribe on Tortoise Plus or become a member in the Tortoise app.